Hare Krishna. Reading from My Glorious Master, Honolulu, Hawaii, 1976. Prabhupada speaking about surrender to Guru and Krishna. Prabhupada says, how to get this perfect knowledge? Tadvidhi. First of all, you try to learn. How to learn? Pranipatena, by full surrender. Our process of Vedic knowledge is how to surrender. Not that I hear and I reject it. That is not the way. That is another rascaldom. First of all, find out the person where you can surrender. Not that we take a guru as a fashion. No, do not do. Don't keep an order supplying guru like someone keeping a dog that is, and the master will order him, do this, and he does. No, it is not a fashion. You must approach a guru to whom you can surrender. Otherwise, don't take a guru. And the guru should also not accept such a rascal as a disciple. First of all things is surrender. Tadbidi pranipatena. The first necessity is you surrender. So it's like a diseased person goes to the physician and the physician gives him medicine. He takes the medicine and is cured. But he is again afflicted with the disease and he again goes to the physician. Why does this happen? Because one does not follow the rules and regulations given by the physician. Going to a physician means you have to accept some do not and some do. That is called regulative principle. Without regulative principles, you cannot correct yourself. But if simply we say, quote, follow the rules and regulations, quote, it will not stay unless you become a devotee. That is the test of Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna consciousness is so powerful, as soon as you become a devotee, gradually or immediately, all the good qualities come as in your original position. So it is recommended that we follow rules and regulations. Unless we do so, there is no possibility of curing our material disease. The whole problem is that we are materially diseased. So if we want to be cured from this disease, we have to follow rules and regulations. Just like a patient, if he wants to be cured from the disease, he has to follow the rules prescribed by the physician. Why shall I surrender? This is our mentality. If someone says, you surrender, I shall give you good instruction. Our answer is, oh, why shall I surrender to you? That is material life. But this Krishna consciousness movement begins when you're ready to surrender. That is beginning. Tadbridi pranipatena. Pranipat means surrender. Prakristarupena nipata. Yes, I surrender to you. That is the beginning. Bahunam janamanante gyanamamam prapadyante. To learn the surrender, it will take many, many births. Bahunam janamanante. But those who are intelligent surrender immediately, thinking, Krishna says surrender, and why not? Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Let me surrender. Then his life is successful immediately. Within a second, his life is successful. But we are not prepared to surrender, and that is our material disease. So if we do not surrender to Krishna and take his instruction as our life, that is our choice. But if you like, you can make your life successful within a moment simply by surrendering to Krishna. My comment. Prabhupada exposed the tendency to superficially accept the spiritual master but not follow his instructions. Without following his instructions, Prabhupada explained, how could we be cured of our coverings of material contamination? Meeting for unity. Prabhupada met with one of his disciples, who was also a follower of Siddhasrupananda Goswami. Prabhupada first emphasized the foolish condition of materialistic society. Prabhupada, everywhere, living entities, they are taking birth, that's all. And they are dying also. And between birth and death, there is disease and old age. During birth, one cannot understand it because there is an unconscious stage. So even the fetus is killed, it cannot understand because of its fully unconscious stage. But there is life undoubtedly. Otherwise, how the fetus all of a sudden gets to life? But these mudhas cannot see it. In matter, there is no life. It will never show any symptom of life. But if there is life, at some time it will come to consciousness. Thus, like a fainted man is lying like a dead man. But he is not dead. There is life. Because there is life, he may lie down in that unconscious state for 2-3 hours, but he'll later again come to consciousness. It is common sense. And if a log, a wood log, is lying flat, will it come to life? But because these mudhas, they are talking that fetus has no life, kill it, finish it, need it. It is going on. There are so many things, so many nice instructions. There are many other attempts for awakening the human society to the right platform, but their basic principle is wrong. They cannot do it. It is not possible. So this movement should be pushed very vigorously. My comment. How much compassion Prabhupada must have had for the fallen and miserable condition of contemporary society, where abominable activities are fully accepted and people are becoming so degraded that they're even eating human fetuses. Can society be redirected? Prabhupada hoped his society, ISKCON, would propagate actual knowledge and thereby continue his empowered attempt to educate and help the world. Prabhupada continues the conversation. So far we have become successful. There will always be enemies as soon as there is something good. That is the way of the material world. Even Krishna had enemies, so what to speak of us? So many enemies, but he was powerful. He killed them all. No one could kill him. But there were attempts to kill him right from the very beginning of his birth. He had so many enemies. Kamsa knew his sister, is now newly married. But as soon as there was some foretelling, you are taking care of your sister so nicely, the eighth child of this sister will kill you. He became angry. Why wait for the eighth child? Kill my sister. Long, long before the birth of Krishna, the mother was to be killed. This is the position of this material world. He did not consider, she is my sister, she is just newly married, where is pregnancy, where is child, and that is the eighth child, and what will happen after that? No consideration. Immediately, kill her. This is the position. So we are instructing no intoxication. So those who are flourishing by selling cigarettes and wine and liquor, they do not like immediately kill him. Oh yes, they are thinking. If this movement becomes very strong, then our business will be lost. Kill him. So naturally there will be enemies. We are forbidden. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, and no gambling. The whole Western world is living on these four pillars. Just see our position. And in the same way, everyone is thinking, if this movement goes on, then how will all these nightclubs will go on? How all the breweries will go on? How all slaughterhouses will go on? How the cigarette factories will go on? So you cannot expect that we will have many friends. That is not possible, because the world is full of kamsas, demons. So we have to struggle. In the face of so many obstacles, we have come to this standard, and that there is a Hare Krishna movement. It is very dangerous to the modern way of life. They are feeling the pulse, and everywhere we are meeting obstacles. In Singapore, Pushta Krishna Swami says, we went to the airport, Prabhupada, yes, Pushta Krishna, and practically they didn't even want to let us stay in the airport. We had to stay there only for 4 hours to catch the next flight, Prabhupada said. This is our position. So don't be disappointed, because that means it is successful. Krishna and Krishna's movement are not different, identical. So as Krishna was attempted to be killed many, many years before he appeared, an eighth child, even if the mother produces a child yearly, still it will be 8 years before the birth, yet the mother was attempted to be killed. So there may be attempts like that. And Lord Jesus Christ was killed, so they may also kill me. The disciple says, I don't think that is possible. Prabhupada, no, I mean to say, I'm not so important, man, but this is the way of the law. If we become weak by factioning, then that is not good. We must be strong. Don't expect that this movement will be accepted. My comment, Because the prohibitions Prabhupada preached challenge the pillars of modern society, such preaching is a threat to those whose lives, pleasures, and profitable enterprises are based on these sinful practices of Kali Yuga. In ISKCON's early days, Prabhupada was pleased to hear that Alan Watts, a Western-born, eclectic, anti-authoritarian, impersonalist popularizer of Eastern religion, who was famous in the 60s and 70s, he wrote a negative, angry response when asked to read and review Prabhupada's original Bhagavad Gita manuscript. Prabhupada's reply, "Our preaching is proved successful when the demons are disturbed." Prabhupada's conclusion was that we should remain united. Strength grows in unity, and weaknesses are minimized. Okay, we shall end here, and Hare Krishna.